All right, so today we're diving into something a little different. We're going to be exploring The Quiet Millionaire. It's a YouTube audiobook all about building wealth, but neat in the way you might typically think about it. It's not about flashy displays of wealth or, you know, trying to impress everyone. It's more about creating a lasting legacy with intention and integrity.
Yeah, I like that.
So we're going to unpack some of the key ideas from the book
Oh, okay.
and see what resonates with you.
That sounds great.
So right off the bat, the book dives into this idea of a discrete approach. And I'm curious, what do you make of this emphasis on privacy?
Well, it's interesting because it challenges that whole loud wealth mentality that we see so often, like you were saying, just kind of bragging about it. But this quiet millionaire approach is much more about being discreet and intentional with your finances. You're focusing on genuine wealth building rather than seeking validation from others.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense when you think about it. Like, broadcasting your finances can lead to a lot of unwanted
Oh,
opinions,
yeah, for sure.
pressure to spend or invest in certain ways,
Oh, yeah.
maybe even security risks.
Definitely. It's just not.
It can open up a can of worms
you don't really want to deal with. So the book emphasizes modesty in accumulating wealth and generosity in giving without seeking to impress. So, how does that resonate with you?
Well, it's like that idea that true generosity comes from a place of genuine giving, not a desire for recognition or
Right,
applause.
you're not doing it for the likes on social media. It's about the impact, not the attention.
And that leads us to another crucial point the book makes. It's about being careful about who you choose as your financial mentors.
You know why? Take advice from someone who hasn't achieved the financial outcomes you desire.
It's like seeking fitness advice from someone who's never stepped foot in a gym. If their approach clearly isn't working for them, why would it work for you?
And true financial mentors don't just talk the talk. They walk the walk. They've achieved the success that they advocate for. And they understand the importance of, managing wealth with a certain level of discernment and privacy. It's not about hiding your wealth. It's about avoiding unnecessary attention and the potential pitfalls that can come with being too public about your finances.
It's about aligning yourself with people who embody those financial principles you admire, not just those who preach them.
And that brings us to two fundamental principles that the book really highlights:
Okay.
earn before you spend and investigate before you invest. Today's world of instant gratification and endless marketing, but those principles might seem old-fashioned, but I think they're more relevant now than ever.
I think the allure of that instant gratification is so strong these days,
Yeah, it is.
especially with all the buy now, pay later
Oh, yeah.
schemes out there.
For sure.
It's just so easy to fall into the trap of spending money you haven't earned yet.
That's what the book is warning against. The dangers of impulsive spending. It really emphasizes the value of patience. In building long-term wealth, it's about delaying gratification, making conscious choices about your spending, and focusing on building a solid financial foundation.
And I imagine when it comes to investing, the urge to jump into the latest trend or follow the crowd can be pretty tempting too.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, fear of missing out, FOMO, is a big thing. So the book stresses the importance of thorough research and due diligence before making any investment decisions. It's about understanding the risks involved, evaluating the potential rewards, and making sure any investment aligns with your overall financial goals and risk tolerance.
So it's not just about avoiding scams or those risky schemes. It's about making informed decisions based on careful consideration and research.
Precisely, the quiet millionaire approach is about building wealth with intention and integrity. And that involves being patient, disciplined, and thoughtful in both your spending and investing habits.
Okay, so we've talked about the importance of a discrete approach, choosing your mentors wisely, and adhering to those timeless principles of earning before spending and investigating before investing. But what really resonated with me was this idea of money as a means, not an end.
Yes, that's a key concept. The author challenges us to really shift our perspective on money. You know, it's not about accumulating wealth just for the sake of having it.
Right.
It's about using money as a tool to achieve your goals.
Yeah.
To create a life of meaning and purpose.
So instead of chasing bigger numbers in your bank account,
right.
It's about using your resources to support the life you want to live.
Exactly.
Whether that's pursuing your passions, traveling the world, giving back to your community, or simply spending more quality time with your loved ones.
It's about aligning your finances with the things that you actually value.
Exactly. And the book provides some compelling examples of how people with the same amount of money can live vastly different lives based on their values and priorities.
Exactly.
You know, one person might spend their wealth on luxury goods and extravagant vacations.
Yeah, just showing off.
Right.
Yeah.
While another might invest in their education, start a meaningful business.
Right.
Or donate generously to causes they care about.
It's about what's important to you.
It's a powerful reminder that true wealth isn't determined by your net worth.
Right.
But by how you choose to use your resources.
Exactly.
To create a life that aligns with your values.
It's about recognizing that money is simply a tool.
Yeah.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill.
Okay.
The quiet millionaire approach encourages us to wield this tool wisely.
Yeah.
With intention and integrity to create a life of true abundance.
And speaking of using money wisely,
yeah,
the book also explores this concept of building multi-generational wealth.
Right.
Which I found fascinating.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's not just about securing your own financial future, but about creating a legacy that benefits future generations.
It's a bigger picture.
Yeah.
It's about shifting from that mindset of immediate gratification to a long-term generational perspective.
Yeah.
It's about making financial decisions that not only benefit you today, but also create a lasting impact for your children. Grandchildren and generations to come.
It's like planting a tree that you may not live long enough to enjoy the shade from, but you know that future generations will benefit from its presence.
It's exactly. It's about making choices today that create that ripple effect of positive impact for years to come.
And this ties into another intriguing concept from the book, this idea that his wealth is enjoyed, not owned.
Oh, yeah. That's a beautiful way to put it.
Yeah.
It challenges that notion that wealth is solely about possessing material things.
Mm-hmm.
It's about finding joy in experiences, in connection, in giving, and in creating a life that is rich in meaning and purpose, regardless of your net worth.
It's a reminder that those material possessions are ultimately temporary, but the memories we create, the relationships we build, and the impact we make on the world are what truly matter.
You got it.
And that brings us to another important aspect of the quiet millionaire approach.
Okay.
Financial freedom as the ultimate security.
Yeah, I love that idea. It's not just about having a lot of money.
Right.
It's about having enough assets and passive income to cover your expenses.
Yeah.
Without relying on a traditional job.
Yeah. Without being stuck in that 9-to-5.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about having the freedom to pursue your passions, to spend your time doing what you love.
Right.
To live life on your own terms.
I imagine that kind of freedom would really reduce a lot of stress and anxiety.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Allowing you to focus on the things that truly matter to you.
Yeah. So the book outlines some practical steps towards achieving that kind of financial freedom, like smart investing, creating multiple income streams, living below your means.
It's not about depriving yourself.
Right.
It's about making choices that align with your long-term goals.
Yeah.
Even if that means delaying gratification in the short term.
Right. It's not about depriving yourself. Mm. It's about aligning your spending with your values and making sure that your money is working for you.
Exactly.
Not the other way around.
Right. You're in control.
And while the book is all about building wealth, I noticed that it has this strong ethical undercurrent running through it. There's this powerful statement in the book that really struck me.
Okay.
Money is not your God.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a reminder not to idolize money.
Right.
Or let it become your sole focus in life.
Right. It's about recognizing that money is simply a tool.
Exactly.
And like any tool, it can be used for good or for ill.
Right. And the book is pretty clear about the potential consequences.
Okay.
Of letting money become your primary focus.
Mm-hmm.
It can lead to, you know, unethical behavior.
Yeah.
Damaged relationships.
Yeah.
A sense of emptiness, even in the midst of financial abundance.
So we've talked about the ethical considerations of wealth building.
Yeah.
The importance of financial freedom.
Right.
And the idea of money as a means to an end.
Right.
I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this concept of money represents the value you create.
Oh, that's a powerful idea.
Yeah.
It really reframes how we understand earning money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shifting from a mindset of just trading time for a paycheck.
Right.
To recognizing that the money we earn reflects the value that we contribute to society.
Go.
It's about understanding that financial abundance is a natural result
yeah.
of creating genuine value for others.
So if you're a doctor who heals people, a teacher who inspires students, an entrepreneur who creates jobs, an artist who brings beauty into the world,
yeah.
the money you earn is a symbol of the positive impact you're having.
Exactly.
It's a reflection of the value you're creating for others.
It's not just about it's about giving something back.
Right.
And, you know, understanding this can be incredibly empowering.
Okay.
It encourages us to focus on developing our skills, honing our craft, and creating genuine value for others, knowing that financial abundance will naturally flow from that.
So instead of chasing money, we should focus on creating value.
Exactly.
And the financial rewards will follow.
That's the essence of the quiet millionaire approach.
Okay.
It's about building wealth with intention, integrity, and a deep understanding of the value you bring to the world.
So we've covered a lot of ground in this first part.
Yeah, we have.
From the importance of discretion and choosing your mentors wisely, to those timeless principles of earning and investing.
Right.
The ethical considerations of wealth and this empowering idea of money as a representation of value creation.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to continue this conversation in the next part of our deep dive.
Me too.
We'll get into some more specific strategies for building lasting wealth.
Okay.
Navigating the challenges of debt and leveraging your skills to create high income.
Sounds good.
Welcome back. So let's continue our deep dive into the quiet millionaire.
Okay.
In this section, we're getting into some of the, you know, nitty gritty of building that lasting wealth.
Yeah.
And I'm particularly interested in this idea of persistence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the book really emphasizes that.
Yeah.
So what's your take on the role of persistence in building wealth?
You know, the author really drives home the point that it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Yep.
Building wealth requires consistent effort, discipline, and a willingness to stay the course even when you face those inevitable obstacles.
So it's not just about working hard, it's about working smart and maintaining that long-term vision.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, even when things get tough.
Especially when things get tough.
Right. And the book shares some inspiring stories of successful individuals who faced, you know, countless setbacks and challenges along the way.
Right.
But they ultimately achieved their goals through sheer persistence.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't let those failures or rejections derail them.
Yeah.
You know, they learned from those experiences, they adapted, and they kept moving forward.
It's easy to get caught up in those overnight success stories.
Oh, yeah.
But the reality is most successful people have a long history of struggles and setbacks behind them.
Absolutely. You know, the book highlights this idea that persistence isn't just about brute force effort.
Yeah.
It's also about, you know, efficiency, leverage, and automation.
So it's about working smarter, not just harder.
Exactly. It's about finding ways to, you know, leverage your skills, automate processes, and create systems that work for you, freeing up your time and energy so you can focus on those higher value tasks.
That makes a lot of sense.
All right.
So persistence is crucial, but the book also emphasizes the importance of patience.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to investing.
Yes. The author really stresses the power of compound growth.
Okay.
You know, it's about letting your investments grow over time, allowing interest to compound on interest dividends to compound on dividends.
Right.
The longer you stay invested, the more significant that initial investment can become.
But that requires a certain level of trust and discipline, right?
It does.
It means resisting that urge to chase those quick returns or panic and sell when the market fluctuates.
Exactly. It's about having that long-term vision and trusting the process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the most successful investors are often those who can stay calm amidst market volatility.
Okay.
And ride out those inevitable dips and corrections.
It's about remembering that building wealth takes time and that slow and steady often wins the race.
The quiet millionaire approach really encourages that long-term perspective.
Right.
And emphasizes the importance of, you know, staying focused on your goals, even when things get turbulent.
So we've talked about the importance of persistence and patience in building wealth.
Yeah.
Now let's shift gears a bit and talk about something that can be a major obstacle to financial freedom.
Okay.
Debt.
Oh, yeah. Debt can be a heavy burden.
Yeah.
Both financially and emotionally.
Right.
You know, those monthly payments can eat into your income, making it harder to save, harder to invest.
Right.
Or even just to enjoy life.
Yeah, it can be a real drag.
Yeah. And the longer you carry that debt, the more you end up paying an interest.
Yeah, you're essentially throwing money away.
You're right. It's like you're constantly swimming upstream, just trying to keep your head above water.
Yeah, exactly.
And so the book really emphasizes the importance of minimizing debt whenever possible and prioritizing saving so you can build that solid financial foundation.
Yeah.
That's not built on borrowed money.
It's about shifting from a consumer mindset to a creator mindset.
Exactly.
From being in debt to being in control of your finances.
Yeah, it's not about deprivation.
Right.
It's about making choices that align with your long-term goals.
Yeah.
Even if it means, you know, delaying gratification in the short term.
So it's about making those conscious spending choices and being mindful of the long-term consequences of accumulating debt.
The book also offers some practical strategies for managing that debt effectively.
Uh-huh.
Like creating a budget, establishing a debt repayment plan, and exploring options like debt consolidation or refinancing to lower those interest rates.
It's about being proactive and taking steps to regain control of your financial situation.
Rather than letting the debt control you.
Right.
You know, the goal is to eliminate that debt as quickly as possible so you can start putting your money to work for you building wealth instead of, you know, paying it off to someone else.
Now, another trap that the audiobook warns against is falling prey to get-rich-quick schemes.
Oh, yeah. Those are everywhere.
Yeah. And the allure of those quick riches can be incredibly tempting.
It is.
Especially in today's fast-paced world.
Right.
But the reality is that sustainable wealth building takes time.
Yeah.
It takes effort and, as we've discussed, a healthy dose of patience.
I got it.
And I think those schemes often prey on people's desire for that quick fix.
Yeah.
Or a shortcut to success. But as the old saying goes, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Right. And the book dives into, you know, some of the common tactics used in these schemes.
Okay.
Exaggerated claims, unrealistic promises, pressure to invest quickly before you even have a chance to think things through.
Right.
You know, it's all designed to bypass your rational thinking and appeal to your emotions.
It's like those late night infomercials promising to make you a millionaire in just 30 days. You know, they play on our desires for instant gratification and financial freedom without the hard work.
And the reality is that most of these schemes
are
designed to benefit the person selling them, not the people buying into them.
So the book urges us to be wary of any investment opportunity that promises those quick and easy returns.
Absolutely.
Do your research, understand the risks involved, and focus on building wealth through legitimate and sustainable methods.
Right.
So instead of chasing those elusive shortcuts, the book encourages us to invest in something far more valuable ourselves.
Yes. This is perhaps the most important investment you can make.
I agree.
It's about recognizing that, you know, your skills, your knowledge, your abilities, your overall well-being, these are your greatest assets.
It's about embracing that growth mindset and continuously seeking ways to learn, grow, and expand your potential.
The book highlights various ways to invest in yourself.
Okay.
You know, pursuing higher education or specialized training,
right.
Attending workshops or conferences,
right.
Hiring a coach or mentor,
or
simply dedicating time to, you know, learning and personal development.
And this investment can pay off in countless ways.
It can.
From, you know, increased earning potential to greater job satisfaction, improved health and well-being, and just a more fulfilling life overall.
It's about recognizing that you are your most valuable asset.
Yeah.
And that investing in yourself is the key to unlocking your full potential.
So we've talked about investing in ourselves. Now let's explore how to leverage those skills and talents.
Okay.
To create high income.
Yeah, I like this.
I imagine this goes beyond simply working harder or getting a raise.
Absolutely. It's about structuring your work to generate greater financial rewards.
Okay.
About creating income streams that aren't directly tied to the number of hours that you work.
Okay.
The book introduces this concept of leveraged income.
Leveraged income? That sounds intriguing. What exactly does that mean?
It's essentially income that continues to flow.
Okay.
Even when you're not actively working. It's about creating assets that generate income passively.
So instead of trading your time for money,
right,
you're creating systems and assets that work for you.
Exactly.
Generating income while you're sleeping, traveling, or pursuing other interests.
You got it. The book provides some examples, like book royalties.
Okay.
Software licenses.
Hmm.
Income from rental properties.
Right.
Dividends from stocks, profits from businesses.
So it's about creating multiple streams of income that aren't dependent on your direct effort?
Exactly. And it often involves developing high-income skills.
Okay.
And leveraging your expertise to create, you know, products, services, or systems.
Right.
That generate income on a larger scale.
So instead of just working harder within a traditional job,
yeah,
it's about thinking outside the box and finding ways to create value that scales beyond your individual effort.
Exactly. It might require more effort up front,
mm-hmm,
but the potential rewards in terms of, you know, income and freedom can be significant.
Yeah. It sounds like it requires a shift in mindset.
It does.
From focusing on earning a paycheck to building assets that generate income passively.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about thinking like an entrepreneur, even if you're not running a traditional business.
Okay.
You know, it's about finding ways to leverage your skills,
mm-hmm,
your knowledge, your creativity,
mm-hmm,
to create value that, mm-hmm, extends beyond your direct efforts.
So we've talked about the power of leveraged income.
Yeah.
But I imagine that even with the best strategies in place,
mm-hmm,
there are still times when people feel overwhelmed by their finances.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What does the book have to say about gaining control and overcoming that feeling of overwhelm?
Well, you know, feeling overwhelmed by your finances is a common experience.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to be your reality.
Okay.
The key the book emphasizes is to take charge of your financial situation.
Right.
Understand where your money is going,
mm-hmm,
and to create a plan that aligns with your goals.
It's about shifting from feeling powerless to feeling empowered. From feeling like your finances are controlling you.
Yeah.
To taking control of your financial well-being.
Right. And the book offers some practical tips for gaining that control.
Okay.
Like tracking your spending.
Yeah.
Creating a realistic budget,
mm-hmm,
and automating your finances as much as possible.
I imagine that tracking your spending can be really eye-opening for a lot of people.
Okay.
It's easy to lose track of where your money's going,
yeah,
when you're not paying close attention.
Especially with, you know, online shopping and things like that.
Right, exactly. And creating a budget, even a simple one,
yeah,
can help you make those conscious choices about your spending,
mm,
and ensure that your money is aligned with your priorities.
Absolutely. And automating your finances, what a great idea.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, that takes a lot of the stress and guesswork out of managing your money.
It does. I imagine that makes a huge difference.
It does. Automating things like bill payments, savings contributions,
yeah,
even investment contributions can make a huge difference.
Right.
You know, it takes the emotion out of decision making.
Yeah.
And ensures that you're consistently saving, investing, and paying your bills on time,
mm-hmm,
even when you're busy or tempted to splurge.
So it's like setting yourself up for success by creating systems that work for you automatically.
Exactly. And the book also stresses the importance of setting clear financial goals.
Right.
You know, it's hard to stay motivated and on track if you don't know where you're going.
Yeah. It's like setting out on a journey without a destination in mind.
Right.
You might end up wandering aimlessly and never reach your full potential.
Exactly. So whether it's, you know, saving for a down payment on a house,
hmm,
paying off debt, building a retirement nest egg, funding a dream vacation.
Yeah.
Having those specific measurable goals can help you stay focused.
Right.
And make those smarter financial choices.
So it's about having a clear vision of what you want to achieve financially.
Yeah.
And then creating a plan to get there.
You got it. And let's not forget about the importance of building an emergency fund.
Right.
Having that financial cushion can make all the difference.
Yeah.
You know, when unexpected expenses arise.
Like having a safety net.
It is.
So you don't have to go into debt or derail your financial progress when life throws you a curveball.
Exactly. Really? It's about building resilience and peace of mind, knowing that you're prepared for whatever challenges may come your way.
So in this section, we've explored the importance of persistence and patience in wealth building,
mm-hmm,
the dangers of debt and the allure of those get-rich-quick schemes.
Right.
The transformative power of investing in yourself.
Yeah.
And the strategies for leveraging your skills to create high income.
We've also touched on that crucial mindset shift.
Yeah.
Of gaining control over your money, understanding where it's going.
Right.
And making conscious choices that align with your goals and your values.
And now, in the final part of our deep dive, we'll explore what it truly means to live life on your own terms. Defining wealth beyond just money and creating a life of purpose and fulfillment. Welcome back. As we wrap up our deep dive into The Quiet Millionaire, I'm really struck by how this whole concept goes beyond just the financial strategies.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different way of thinking about wealth and success.
Yeah, it really is.
In the last section, you talked about leveraged income and creating those systems that work for you.
Right.
It seems like this final chapter takes that idea a step further and asks, what does all this work for?
It does. It encourages us to consider what truly matters to us.
Yeah.
You know, what kind of life do we want to create? What experiences do we want to have? What legacy do we want to leave behind?
It's about aligning your financial resources with your values and aspirations.
Exactly.
Using your wealth as a tool to support a life that is truly meaningful and fulfilling.
The author highlights, you know, experiences, relationships, purpose, fulfillment as those key components of true wealth.
Okay.
And it's not about denying yourself or living a life of austerity.
Right.
But it's about making conscious choices that align with what truly matters to you.
So instead of measuring success by the size of your bank account or the things you own,
right,
it's about creating a life that is rich in experiences, strong relationships, and a sense of purpose
mm-hmm.
that goes beyond just material accumulation.
The book shares stories of individuals from, you know, all walks of life who found that true wealth, not necessarily through financial abundance,
okay,
but through living intentionally, prioritizing experiences over possessions and finding fulfillment in their work and their relationships.
It's a reminder that true wealth isn't a destination. It's a journey.
It is.
It's about how you live, not just what you have.
Well said. And, you know, the author emphasizes the importance of breaking free from those societal expectations
mm-hmm.
and defining success for yourself, creating a life that reflects your unique values and priorities,
mm-hmm.
not chasing after someone else's definition of what it means to be wealthy.
There's a powerful quote in this final chapter that I think sums it up beautifully.
Okay.
True wealth is not measured by what you have, but by what you can do without.
That's a good one. It's about recognizing that happiness and fulfillment don't come from just accumulating more stuff.
Right.
But from living a life that's aligned with your true self, a life that's rich in meaning and purpose.
So this final chapter is really a call to action.
It is.
It's about taking all of this financial wisdom that we've explored in this deep dive
mm-hmm.
and using it to create a life that is truly your own, a life that is both prosperous and fulfilling.
It's about remembering that, you know, money is simply a tool, a means to an end.
Right.
It's up to each individual to decide what that end will be.
So what kind of life do you want to create?
Well, for me, it's about continuing to learn and grow, to challenge myself and to make a positive impact on the world, you know, using my resources to support causes I believe in and to create opportunities for others.
Those are wonderful aspirations. And for me, it's about creating more space for creativity and connection in my life,
mm-hmm.
spending that quality time with loved ones, pursuing my passions, and contributing to my community in meaningful ways.
It's inspiring to hear how this book has resonated with you.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that, you know, true wealth is within reach for anyone who's willing to shift their perspective.
Yeah.
Embrace that long-term vision and make conscious choices that align with their values.
Well said. And to our listeners, we encourage you to continue exploring these concepts. What does true wealth mean to you?
What steps can you take today to create a life that is rich in meaning, purpose, and fulfillment? We'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments below.
And that concludes our deep dive into The Quiet Millionaire. We hope this exploration has provided you with some valuable insights and inspired you to create a life of true abundance, both financially and personally.
Until next time, keep learning, keep growing, and keep creating the life of your dreams.